do. Lord Jesus, we recognize, I recognize that without you, I can do nothing. We recognize our total, complete, and full dependence of you. As you said, any branch away cannot produce fruits. We've got to be connected to the tree. We acknowledge our need of you, our total and full dependence on you. Lord, show us what's the meaning of these rings. It's coming back again, Lord. Is that anybody's going to get married here, Lord? Was just a sign of your covenant with us. Feel free, Lord, to interrupt me anytime. Yes. Feel free, my Lord, to use your people tonight in prophecy. Yes, we've got prophets here tonight. Yes, Jesus. Miracle workers. So we are giving you the freedom to act as you please. In your name we ask. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that you came tonight. We have had service every service day. This congregation will never close. Even if it's 25 feet of snow, we will dig a walkway through it and we walk in. So praise God. Sunday morning we had, besides me, Marcia, Ted, and the two granddaughters, we had Brother Cecil and Brother Tom. And then later, Sister Angela Hopkins came by. Praise God. So Sunday night, we came back again. Me, my wife, Ted, and the girls, and Sister Angela Hopkins. Praise the Lord. Yesterday morning, we were open again. Somebody asked, "Are you insane?" I said, "Yes." "Nobody can go to church." "That's all right. What are you doing in church?" I said, "I can't stay away from the house of my God. Come on." Tonight, folks, we will continue with that process of disintoxication of our minds, the restructuring of our thoughts. So what's the title today, preacher? You Deserve the Blessings. In this last 6 weeks, I have met a lot of people that are in church today, and they will tell me that they don't believe they deserve to be blessed. All the blessings that God has for them because of all the things they have done wrong. You know, when I hear something like this, my heart breaks because I am looking at a Catholic with a cover or masqueraded as an evangelical. I don't deserve to be blessed, preacher, because of all I've done wrong. And you know, this a defeating thought. It's a defeating thought. Because when we limit ourselves for the crumbs that God may throw our way, we are forfeiting the most beautiful thing at Calvary Cross. When Jesus Christ said that all was finished, it encompassed everything else, as I'm going to show you today. Somebody once said that the battles of life are won or lost between our ears. What does the person meant by that? It's in our heads. Satan understands that the root to everything in our lives is what we think. This is why he fights so much to fill our minds with wrong thinking, such as, I don't deserve to be blessed with all the blessings God has for me because of all I have done wrong. Beloved, I want you and I to agree that we are declaring war in or on wrong thinking. Amen. We will not put up with this. Amen. You may be asking, preacher, how then can I change my way of thinking? Here we go. Number one. Stop focusing on your wrongs and start focusing on his rights.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
The first step to defeat that thought that you and I don't deserve to be blessed with all the blessings that God has because of all the wrong we have done is not only ridiculous and preposterous. And the very first step that we have to take in defeating this kind of thought is stop focusing on the wrongs that we have done. And then put our minds on the rights that Jesus has done for us.
Amen.
In the books of Romans chapter 8 verse 1, it's a very powerful scripture. And therefore, I cannot keep focusing on the bad that I did because the Bible says, there is, therefore, now, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Somebody said wisely one time, next time that the devil try to remind you of your past and the wrongdoing, remind him of his future. Where he's going to. Folks, we can't allow thoughts as this that you and I don't deserve to be blessed with all the blessings that God has for us because of all the wrong we have done. No, we've got to stop thinking this way because the book says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Look to your neighbor and say, you are guilty free. I used to get a call from somebody. I better not even say from where and whatnot. Somebody used to call the church. And every single call was the same thing. The person was focusing on the bad that had happened on their past life. And the person thought, because of all the wrong that they had done, there wasn't a single possibility for God to bless them with all the blessings that he was blessing other believers. I got frustrated because the more you talk, it seems like it gets worse. So one day I said, Lord, please give me wisdom. Give me a sentence or two, to talk to this person, because I'm about to blow up. I barely finished praying, the phone rang, and I look at the caller ID, okay, here we go again. When they pick up the phone, the Lord took my lips. You are the only one who remember your past sins. And that scripture was given to me. You know, what we did in the past, we are not proud of it. Why relive the wrongs that has been done and set yourself up for failure?
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to show you something tonight that you may have never seen in your life. And I want you to stay with me on this one here. But I'm challenging you tonight to stop thinking about all the wrongs that you have done. They all have been nailed at Calvary Cross. God does not remember it. So God will bless you. No matter how much wrong you may have done in the past. Once you turn around and you come to Jesus Christ, watch this. Brother Harry, may I have the Message Bible on this thing here? Watch this. With the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, that fateful dilemma is
resolved.
So why we keep thinking on this? Those who enter into Christ being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous low-lying black cloud. Are you with me here?
Amen.
It is over.
Amen. That's right.
It is over. No matter how much we have sinned in the past, that will not prevent us from being blessed once Jesus came into our lives. The New Living Translation says it good too. Watch this. I like this better. So now, there's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. You came to Jesus. You belong to Him. There's no more condemnation. So stop focusing on the wrong things that you did in the past. Start and begin now to focusing on what Jesus Christ did for you. When we take a look on 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 19, tells us the same thing. It's nonsense to be looking at what we did. Listen to this. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and Him, and then call us to settle our relationship with each other. So whatever the mess was on the past, whatever the sins was on the past, God has settled this thing down. Stop going back on time. When you go to verse 19, it's even sweeter. God put the world square with Himself through the Messiah. Get this. Given the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sin. God has given us the task of telling everyone what He's doing. So stop focusing on your sins. Start focusing on what God did. Number two, how do I change that type of mentality that I don't deserve all the blessings that God has for me because of what I have done? Step number two. Remember, God doesn't bless us because we deserve it. Did you hear that?
Yes.
God does not bless us because we deserve it.
Yes.
He blesses us because He promised to bless us. Period. When we can grasp to that truth that God will bless us just because He said He would, beloved, it will set us free from all the junk. When we know God is a God of promises.
Yes, Lord.
And the best of all, He keeps His promises. The Bible says that God will bless you and multiply you and make you exceedingly fruitful. No, He doesn't. Yes, He does. I'm going to give you now a scripture and you're going to tell me, well, He promised that to Abraham. Don't go away. Let's go to Genesis 17, verse 2, and then we jump to verse 6. Genesis 17, 2. Read it with me. And I will make my covenant between me and you. And I will multiply you exceedingly. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Now I want you to see that also on the Message Bible. Watch this. I won't make a covenant between us, and I'll give you a huge family. There is a covenant, like when you get married, between God and us. Now, when you go to verse number 6, we read this, 17:6. I'll make you a father of fathers. I'll make nations from you. Kings will issue from you.
Hallelujah.
Now let's go to the King, New King James. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. I'll make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. You may say, preacher, this blessing was for Abraham. Yes, it was. So it has nothing to do with me, and you're pushing the envelope. Okay, Brother Harry, can you jump and put up there Genesis 24, verse 1. Read it with me. Now, Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord... You say, still don't prove that I'm included on that. Relax. Relax. I'm coming. When you get old, it doesn't mean that you have to go poor. As you get old, you don't have to have a little plate at Social Security door begging for few crumbs. Are you with me here? You're going to say, well, you don't believe in stock market. Got nothing to do with this. Abraham didn't have stock market. Abraham didn't have Wall Street. Is that correct?
Amen.
Nevertheless, the Bible says, now, Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and
the Lord has blessed him in all things.
Stop focusing on what you say. I mean, in what you think about yourself. Stop focusing on the wrong. And remember that God will bless you because He promised that He will bless you.
Amen.
Genesis 17, as I showed you, verse 2 and verse 6, God promised to bless Abraham. Then 7 chapters later, we learn that Abraham was old, well old in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
Amen.
And God will do the same thing for you.
Amen.
Prove it. I will. Brother, hey, I'm going to mess up that list I gave you. Can you put up that Galatians 3:13? You hear that Abraham was blessed in how many things?
All things.
So if the God put this on the Bible, God promised to bless Abraham, and then says that he was blessed in all things, and you think it with me. Why? You want to put this on me? It does not talk about me. All right. God has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Is that right?
Yes.
Christ, actually. Having become a curse for us. For it's written, curse is everyone who hangs on a tree. Does everybody understand this? Jesus became the curse in our place. This is why focusing on the wrong that we did will not take us anywhere. All the wrong that we have done has been carried upon His body on the cross.
Amen.
Now listen to verse 14. Same chapter, verse 14. That the blessing of
Abraham.
And how was Abraham blessed? All right? That the blessings of Abraham in all things might come upon
the Gentiles.
Is that a Gentile here tonight?
Yes.
Are you with me here? That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So what you're saying, preacher? We better stop concentrating on the evil things that we did and start concentrating on the goods that Jesus did. so that the blessing can flow through us. We better start remembering that God does not bless you and I because of how cute or how good you and I are. God blesses us because He promised to bless us, and that's the end of the story.
Amen.
You know, it gets better. Watch this. Brother Harry, can you give me now Genesis 26, 24. Watch this. So we understand now that the blessings of Abraham must come upon Gentiles, right? Listen to this. And the Lord appeared to him at the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servants Abraham's sake. You came to Christ. God promised to bless you.
Amen.
I love the way that Exodus chapter 20, 24 puts it. Watch this. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice it on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, and your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you. And what I'm going to do? Now, stay with me here. What do you see written in these walls, both sides?
Jesus.
His name is recorded here.
Amen.
What's the first name on the top?
Jesus.
This name is powerful. Is that correct?
Yes.
The name is recorded here. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. So it doesn't matter. It does not matter how much sin I committed on the past. I came to Christ. I repented. I'm here right now. And I'm ready for my blessing. And there's no old past sins that will take it away. You know, when you read to Exodus 23, 25 on the NLT, it's so sweet. Watch this. You must serve only the Lord your God. Period. If you do, what happened?
I'll bless you with food and water. And I will protect you from illness. Praise God.
Tell your neighbor, you have 24 hours full protection. God promises to bless you.
Hallelujah.
And He will do it. Amen. And He's going to do it because He says He will do it.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to say something here right now that may be strange to you. And I want you to listen to the Word of God. The idea that God is not going to bless us because of the wrong we have done in the past is so stupid that it will make us live in bondage and misery our entire life. Step number three. Start understanding that blessings flows when you believe that you are forgiven.
Amen.
I hope you got this. Start understanding that blessings flows when you believe you are forgiven. Prove it. I will. Brother Harry, may I have Romans 4:7? Read it with me. Fortunate those whose crimes are carted off, whose sins are wiped clean from the slate. Huh? Fortunate, blessed are those folks who understand that their sins are wiped away. Now give me the New Living Translation here, brother. I see everybody looking to me like if I had three heads on my shoulder. Oh, what a joy. For those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. And now we're going to hammer this with the New King James. New King James. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. So what are you saying, preacher? This is amazing. Putting our faith in God's forgiveness is the gateway to blessings into our lives. Did you get that? Putting our faith in God's forgiveness is the gateway to blessings into our lives. Where did you see that? Blessed are those. Is that what it says? Yeah. Whose sins are forgiven. So what you're saying? When we keep beating ourselves up, hitting our chest, oh, I can never be blessed by God and enjoy all the blessings that God has for me because of all the sins that I committed in the past. You are setting yourself for misery and poverty. But when we understand that the forgiveness of God is the gateway for blessings, life takes a new turn around.
Amen.
Blessed are those, huh? Whose sins are forgiven or are covered. So what you're saying, preacher? Forgiveness is the gateway for the blessings in your life. Stop condemning yourself.
Amen.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
I believe this is why in the book of Mark, and I'm not going to go there now, Jesus, Mark 2, 1 through 9, Jesus said to that paralytic man whose friends lowered him through the deck, through the roof. You all remember that?
Yes.
The Bible says that Jesus looked at this man, verse 8 and 9, and said to him, "Son, your sins are forgiven." That was the first thing that he said.
Yes.
Now, the Pharisees, bunch of blessed of the Lord, they start fooling around. Who's this man think he can forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins. The guy to whom the words were spoken just heard it. Jesus said, "Son, your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more." When they said that Jesus couldn't do that, Jesus looked to him, "Which one is easy to say, your sins are forgiven, or take up your bed and walk? So that you might know that the Son of God has power to forgive sin. Son, I command you, pick up your bed and go." The man jumped up, picked up his bed, and left. So what are you trying to say here, preacher? The blessing of healing was the result of believing that his sins were forgiven. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
We don't have to be beating up our chest for the things that happened in the past. Forgiveness actually brings blessings. In the case of that paralytic, it brought him the blessing of healing.
Amen.
Number four. We should acknowledge that Jesus is worthy of God's blessings.
Yes.
And you and I are in him.
Yes.
Let's go to Galatians 3:29. Watch this. Well, let's read it. If you belong to Christ, then
you are Abraham's seed.
And
heirs according to the promise.
Are you getting this?
Amen.
Are you getting this?
Yes.
If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So you may say, so what you're trying to say? By putting your complete faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you and I position ourselves for all God has for us.
Yes.
Period. Huh? Jesus Christ is worthy of God's blessings. Can I hear an amen on that?
Amen.
So when you and I are in Christ Jesus, we automatically become Abraham's seed and Abraham heirs according to the promise. Are you with me? So there's no reason for poverty and misery in our lives because of sins that we did in the past. You became a child of Abraham by faith. And how did God bless Abraham? How did he bless Abraham? God blessed Abraham all in all things. And you, as an heir of Abraham, will be blessed in all things. Folks, step number 5 is very simple. Stop condemning yourself. I'll say it again. Stop condemning yourself. What that means? Stop beating yourself up when you make a mistake. Can I hear an amen here? Listen to Romans 14:22. Watch this. Romans 14:22. Cultivate your own relationship with God, but don't impose it on others. You're fortunate if your behavior and your belief are coherent. Ha! Huh? Let me read it again. Cultivate your own relationship with God, but don't impose it on others. You're fortunate, you're blessed, if your behavior and your belief are coherent. I don't understand. Let's make it easy. Brother Harry, give them the NLT. You may believe there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, but keep it between yourself and God. Blessed are those who don't feel guilty for doing something they have decided is right. So what you're saying, preacher? God does not condemn you. Your sins has already been forgiven. And you know what? None of us is perfect. Stop beating yourself up. None of us is perfect. Listen to Philippians 1:6. You are a work in progress. So stop beating yourself up every time you make a mistake and then start thinking that you can't get all that God has for you because of sins that you have just committed or committed in the past. That's a lie.
Amen.
Being confident of this very thing. Are you with me? That he who has begun a good work in you, so what is it? You are a work in progress. Stop beating yourself up. Stop condemning yourself. My beloved friends, I want to wrap up tonight by saying, the best thing that you and I could do is recognize that Jesus took the curse so that you and I could take the blessing.
Amen.
I'll say it again. The best thing that you and I can do is to recognize that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, took the curse upon himself so that you and I could take the blessings. And I believe that Jesus deserves to see you and I blessed. Not because of our own good, but because of what He went through at Calvary Cross to take our sins, our guilty, and our curse upon Himself. Beloved, you and I have been redeemed from the curse that was upon us. On the cross, Jesus took the beatings and carried upon Himself all the pain, all the guilt, all the shame, all the sins. And once it was forgiven, He shouted out loud, "It is finished." Yes. As we read early, Galatians 3:13 tells us that He took the sins upon Himself on the cross, because it's written, "Cursed is the one who hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham may come upon Gentiles." I want you to tell your neighbor, you are blessed by the truckload. There's no way to go back on this. The work is already done. And He says it is finished. So we're going to stop beating ourselves up. And we're going to stop saying that we do not deserve the blessing because of all the things we've done wrong. I have a few sentences here that I want you to repeat with me. Will you? Let's start practicing this thing right now. Say after me. I take my eyes off.
I take my eyes off.
All the wrong things I have done.
All the wrong things I have done.
And I place my eyes on.
And I place my eyes on.
All God has done right for me.
All God has done right for me.
Say after me. I choose to believe that I am forgiven. Therefore, blessings will flow upon my life. Glory to God.
Amen.
Say with me, I belong to Christ.
I belong to Christ.
Therefore,
I am blessed
with Abraham,
through Abraham,
with the blessings of Abraham. The Bible says, Abraham was blessed in all things. Therefore,
this is what I expect in my life.
From this time forth, till the day of His return. Finally, say after me.
God blesses me
because He promised He would.
From this day forth,
I expect to be blessed
in all things.
Just like my father Abraham was.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.